This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Congressman Paul Ryan, the chairman of the House Budget Committee and just maybe an entrant in the 2016 presidential sweepstakes, gave a speech today. Poverty was his topic of choice, specifically how to figure out whether what the government is doing to fight it is working. 46 million Americans live below what is called the poverty line, but where to put that line, how to figure it out, is the subject of no small amount of disagreement. From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Noel King reports.
Many poverty researchers will tell you the way we measure poverty is wrong. We use a formula, and that formula...
it's way out of date.
Tim Smeeting directs the Institute for Research on Poverty.
It doesn't take account of the actual expenditures of the poor for food, clothing, and shelter.
The formula is based on how poor people spent money in 1963. Molly Orshansky, a statistician with the Social Security Administration, devised it only a year later. She looked at a mock-up menu the Department of Agriculture put together to show people how to eat on a tight budget. Beans, potatoes, eggs, not much meat. Orshansky added up how much the food would cost for a year.
And multiplied it by three.
Patricia Ruggles is an economist with NORC, a social science organization at the University of Chicago.
At that time, there was data from consumption surveys that showed that the average family spent about a third of their income on food.
And that is still how we measure poverty. What you need for food times three. Earn less than that, you're poor. Chris Tilley directs UCLA's Institute for Research on Labor and Employment. I asked him to take a look at that old food plan as we went to do our own budget shopping in a local supermarket.
The local white potatoes, that's $1.69 a pound. The pinto beans look like they're the best bargain here, $2 for $3 for a bag of beans. It's $2 and change for a dozen eggs.
You do the math and it's clear. These days, food does not account for a third of a normal family's budget.
Housing's gotten more expensive. Healthcare's gotten more expensive. Gas, it's pretty expensive. So multiplying the food budget by three no longer makes a lot of sense.
A few years ago, the Census Bureau started publishing something called the Supplemental Poverty Measure. It takes into account details that the federal formula doesn't. Whether you live in a city where rents are high or low. What you spend on childcare and commuting. If you receive benefits like food stamps and subsidized housing, which lifts some people above the line. Patricia Ruggles says if you use the supplemental measure...
you don't have vast numbers more people living below the poverty line.
But the face of who is struggling changes when you take work expenses into account. Consider this guy who sometimes grabs a free meal at the Midnight Mission, a human services organization in Los Angeles.
Some chicken pasta salads, some fresh strawberries, some rice, some meat, some veggies, the whole thing. Looks really good, actually.
Ryan Navalis isn't a client. He works here full-time advocating for the homeless. He loves his job and says he earns fair wages, but he has a lot of expenses.
It costs money to dry clean the clothes I have to wear, and it costs money to get back and forth on public transportation. It costs money to pay for childcare, healthcare. You know, these are everyday things. And then we want to talk about rent.
The supplemental poverty measure does a better job of reflecting that lots of working people have trouble making ends meet. But the government sticks with the old formula, partly because of politics. States get billions of dollars from the federal government based in part on how many poor residents they have. Tim Smeeting of the Institute for Research on Poverty says, imagine you're the governor of South Dakota, and now the poverty formula takes into account that Sioux Falls is cheaper than San Francisco.
It's not rocket science to figure out that, hey, I'm going to have way fewer poor people, and I'm going to get less money. There's too much at stake in terms of transfers from the federal government to the states. Even if everyone knows that the current way we measure poverty is just wrong and out of whack.
However you look at it, there's only one official federal poverty line. There are different takes on whether it's the best one, just as there are different takes on how to tackle poverty itself. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.